Rosi, we're continuing today in Meretz Hashem in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and we find ourselves in Simin Zayin Sif Hey, Chapter 7, Halacha 5. Haneir Kol Halayla, interesting halacha. One is awake all night. Mevarich Baboker Kol Berchos HaShachar. So one didn't go to sleep, awake the whole night. They could recite all of Berchos HaShachar, Chutz Mi Berchas Al Netilas Daim She'enu Mevarich, with the exception, of course, of the Bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim. This has to do with the fact that if a person didn't sleep, technically speaking, there is no obligation of Negelwasser, of Netilas Yadayim in the morning. Because remember, again, as we've seen, the obligation of washing one's hands in the morning is a function of going to sleep and then awakening. Uberchas Elokai Neshama. One also doesn't go ahead and recite Berchas at the Bracha of Elokai Neshama, because remember, again, it's Elokai Neshama Shana Sata Bi Tahorihi. Thanking Hashem for the Neshama that He's put in me, that He's given back to me. Again, a function of going to sleep. Sleep is the 68th of death. Like the Gemara says, a person gives back their Neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then receives it in return. So if a person ultimately didn't go to sleep, they don't say Elokai Neshama. Ma'avir Shena, so to again the last of the Berachos HaShachar, Ma'avir Shena Me'enai Usnuma Mi'afafai, thanking Hashem for removing sleep from my eyelids, but I didn't sleep. V'chei Berachos HaTorah, and the truth is Berachos HaTorah in general, because Berachos HaTorah itself is said upon the fact that when I go to sleep, that concludes the Torah study for that day, and upon awakening, there is a new Berachos HaTorah that has to be said. But if I stayed awake, I don't have to say Berachos HaTorah. Yesh safek im yivarech, oh, I'm sorry. V'chein Berachos HaTorah yesh safek im yivarech olo. So there's a safek, right? There's a doubt when it comes to Berachos HaTorah. Is it the fact that I go to sleep and then wake up that generates a new obligation, or maybe each day brings with it its own obligation? So it's a safek. Therefore, again, the minhag is that if a person didn't sleep, they listened to Berachos HaTorah recited by someone else. So the truth is, this, of course, comes up very often, at least once a year for many of us, on Shavuos night. On Shavuos night, we're up the whole night learning. So is there an obligation to go ahead and to recite these brachos? So the way we, so again, according to the Kitzur, you would not sing the Tilas Yadayim, you would not say Elokai Neshama, and you would not say Hamavir Sheina Me'enai Usnomi. Berachos HaTorah is a suffix, and therefore you listen to it from someone else. How do we paskin like Lamaisa? So, well, first you can paskin like this Lamaisa. The Mishnah Berurah is an interesting Eitzah. He says when it comes to Berachos HaTorah, you absolutely should listen to it from someone else. And when it comes to Berachos HaShachar, you should also listen to it from someone else. What about the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim? So here the Mishnah Berurah says, go to the bathroom, and since after going to the bathroom, that generates an obligation of netila, an obligation of washing, one could go ahead and recite the bracha of Al Netila Sedaim as a result of that obligatory washing. Okay, Shkaya Chavra, great to be back learning with everyone. Have a great day.